This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Right now at the Home Depot, shop appliance savings and get up to 40% off select appliances like Samsung. Upgrade your kitchen with the Samsung Bespoke 4-Door Refrigerator. Now featuring the dual auto ice maker with sphere ice, only at the Home Depot. You'll have perfectly chilled drinks for every gathering. Shop appliance savings now at the Home Depot. Offer valid December 11th through January 1st. U.S. only. See store online for details.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
This is the Daily Migs Show from the Pinkies Plumbing Studios. The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Robbie from Tacoma is. Robbie, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. Steve Migs, it's time for you to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those who might be playing along at home, Robbie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. Let's do it.
How many days are in 1 week?
7.
Yes. Who says only you can prevent forest fires?
Smokey the Bear.
Correct. Which college football bowl game has been played in Miami since 1935?
Orange Bowl.
Yes. Which system of the human body protects you from disease and infection?
Endocrine.
No.
Limbic.
No.
Pass.
In what decade did J.R.R. Tolkien publish The Hobbit?
30s?
Yes. Which animal is known as the wild dog from Australia?
Dingo.
Yes. Jack Skellington and Sally the Ragdoll are characters from what movie?
Pass.
In what mid-2000s year did YouTube launch?
2004.
No.
5.
Yes. Who played Corbin Dallas in The Fifth Element?
Bruce Willis.
Correct. How many United States grow coffee?
How many United States grow coffee?
Yes.
6.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct there, Robbie. Very well done.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Here comes Steve.
Ow.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back. I missed you guys.
Are you ready, though?
Showtime.
How many days are in 1 week?
It's been 1 week. 7.
Yes. Who says only you can prevent forest fires?
Smokey the Bear.
He does. Which college football bowl game has been played in Miami since 1935?
The Rose Bowl?
No.
The Citrus Bowl?
No.
What the hell is that bowl?
The Gator Bowl.
No. Which system of the human body prevents you from disease and infection?
Which system? The immune.
Yes. In what decade did J.R.R. Tolkien publish The Hobbit?
What decade?
Mm-hmm.
80s.
No.
Oh, crap. 60s?
No.
50s?
No. Damn. Which animal is known as the wild dog from Australia?
Cujo.
No.
A shepherd.
No.
Sheepdog.
No. Jack Skellington and Sally the Ragdoll are characters from what movie?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes. In what mid-2000s year did YouTube launch?
What
mid-2000s mid, year?
2004.
No.
2005.
Correct. Who played Corbin Dallas in The Fifth Element?
That would be Bruce Willis.
Yes. How many United States grow coffee?
How many United States grow coffee? Three.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a loss. I'm so sorry, sir. 7-6. Congratulations, Robbie.
Let's go!
Oh, rough day today. Two ties and a loss.
You were so close. You said the Citrus Bowl. It's the Orange Bowl. Was the game that's been played in Miami since 1935. The Hobbit was published in the 1930s.
Yeah, I know. I realized as I was guessing, I'm like, wait, Zeppelin has a song where they reference it. It definitely wasn't the 80s.
The wild dog from Australia is the dingo.
The dingo warrior.
And the United States, two of these states grow coffee. And I believe it's California and Hawaii.
Okay.
Congratulations on losing.
Don't congratulate me. The Daily
Mix Show. This time of year, the temperatures are dropping. It is wet and nasty out there, and that is why Coats for Kids is so important as we gear up to get through this winter.
And we're hoping that people could just donate whatever they can, from $5, $10, $20, $25, though, we'll put a brand new coat on a kid in need. And I have to give a massive shout out to Joshua Smith. Joshua donated $400 to Coats for Kids. I can't do the math. It's too early. What is that, 16 coats?
16 coats, yes.
Hell yeah, Joshua. Also, big thanks to Corey Kim Bingham, who donated $69, joining the 69 Club.
Very nice. You can also make a donation to Coats for Kids, helping out as many local children in need as we can at KISW.com. The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show. What is the coolest thing that you have ever held? 206-803-ROCK.
Somebody said I got to hold a prop lightsaber over at a Comic-Con. I felt like a Sith Lord.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even really into those movies, but I think that'd be cool.
Oh, any of those movie props. Like, I remember going to, like, the Mopop now, but it was the EMP, and they had, like, their horror, exhibit. And they had, like, Jason Voorhees, I think Machete, and they had, like, a chainsaw from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Granted, they were behind plexiglass.
Sure.
But I was like, man, I wish I knew somebody well enough to be like, hey, can you just pop that open just so I could get a good picture holding this thing?
Just one second.
Do you have anything besides the Trident?
Yes. So one time, I don't remember which player it was, but I was at a gala auction thing, mm-hmm. and there was a former Dallas Cowboys player there, and he had played on the team that won the Super Bowl in like 1994 or something like that, and I got to try on his Super Bowl ring, and then I was like, what was that guy's name again? No idea. I can't remember who he was.
Have you ever seen the Seahawks Super Bowl ring?
Yes.
Because that was cool when John Ryan came in one time. It was like soon after they won the Super Bowl, and he knew.
Oh.
We're like, I remember we even asked, like, did you happen to bring, before we can finish bring, he's like, yes, I brought the Super Bowl ring for you to look at.
I wonder how long after winning the Super Bowl one might carry that around with them. I mean, some people I know wear them all the time, but I mean, does it ever get old having it with you and getting to show it off?
See, that's the difference between, I think, like a guy who's been there before and someone like me. I would be wearing it right now.
Yes, totally.
Looking at the text messages at 206-803-ROCK, someone said, I'm a diehard Superman fan and I was allowed to hold a copy of Superman number 2. From 1939 at the Washington State Summer Con back in 2024.
That's insanely special.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be too nervous.
Right?
I think if I sneezed.
Like the paper might disintegrate.
Or if like I had like a little spasm and I creased, like I made it not mint anymore.
Don't smudge it, Steve. Don't smudge it.
All right, this one probably beats everybody's. Coolest thing I've ever held were my three kids when they were born.
No. Why didn't I say that?
You're bringing up championship rings. I'm bringing up championship rings. We're bringing up tridents. Neither one of us thought about our children. Danny, what about you? And if you say children, you're lying now.
Children. No, I don't remember when this happened, but I have this vivid memory of it. It was at a concert, an MXPX concert, and Mike came down into the crowd and got like on the barrier, mm-hmm. but he was going to go like crowd surf, so he like pulled off his bass and handed it to me, and I was in the front and I got to hold his bass for security, and I was like, this is amazing, I'm holding Mike Carrera's bass.
Could you play it? I mean, I know you know how to play an instrument, but like, sure. Was it still plugged in and on? Yeah.
It was still plugged in and on, and I was just like, but I didn't even dare. I was just like, hold this. He crowd surfed, then came back, and then, of course, they threw it to him, and he kept playing like he didn't miss a beat.
And yeah, like, I guess there's like a sea of people around you, because that would be so funny if you like strapped it on and you just started playing like a bass line to an MXPX, or even funnier, like a bass line to like Green Day, like Longview.
And like no one even knows.
Come on, guys, jump in.
206-803-ROCK. What did you get to hold? Something sports related, a movie prop? What is the coolest thing you have ever held? Mike in Port Orchard, what was that item?
I got to hold the right hand of doom from Hellboy. And I got to wear it for briefly.
Was it heavy?
It's made to look out of like it's made out of concrete, but it's actually made out of foam. Oh. So it was only like 5 pounds.
Nice. That's awesome.
So how did you even get to be near this thing?
I met Ron Perlman at a Comic-Con a few years ago.
Oh, dude. How cool is he? He always seems like the coolest guy.
Oh, dude. He's so chill and just down to earth. He's one of the coolest guys I've ever met.
That's awesome. I'm happy to hear that.
Oh, yeah. 206-803-ROCK, sports-related, a movie prop, anything. What is the coolest thing that you've ever held?
Somebody texted in, I held Ichiro's batting helmet once at a charity event.
Okay, that's dope.
Wow. Another person, I got to hold the actual Stanley Cup once.
Did you get to do that?
Yes, a couple of times. One time, I can't remember which Seattle Thunder, because when you win the cup, you can bring it back to whatever town you want to bring it back to. And somebody, I mean, we're talking over 20 years ago, won the Stanley Cup that used to play for the Seattle Thunderbirds. Mm. And I was working at the end at the time. And I remember one day my boss was like, hey, tomorrow you want to stick around after the show? I'm like, why? He's like, Stanley Cup's coming to the studios. I'm like, excuse me, what? And sure as hell. And then I got to, it was on display at a Thunderbirds game once
as
well.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, 3 times. And then one time I was just randomly walking the streets of Seattle.
He's just bragging now.
Okay, this one's stupid though. I'm just walking the streets of Seattle and there's the keeper of the cup and the Stanley Cup just propped on like the corner of like, I can't remember which street it was, where the old Benihana was.
Oh yeah.
And I remember walking by, I'm like, no one's around. Like he's just, I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm setting up the cup for a picture. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, well, this was where the Seattle Metropolitans used to play their games at this exact location. I was like, you got to be kidding me. And then he showed me like the little plaque that's right there. I didn't even know that was there. And then I got a picture with it.
I like, love that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
The Daily Mix Show.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Steve Miggs, you dropped a little Pearl Jam fun fact on all of us.
It's one of those moments where I'm talking to you, I'm like, I am way too into this band.
It went a little something like this. Did you know that Daughter was originally called Brother?
And I think the original version of this song, I think it was Don't Call Me Brother or something. You sound exactly like me right there. I ain't gonna lie. I hate you. I like to be like, no, it's not like, but that's what it is. The original of this song, I think it was Don't Call Me Brother or something like that. I'm not kidding.
That's a Steve Miggs pro.
And I also like how I'm like, I think it was called that. I know fully well that it was called that, but I'm trying to like be like, I think I might have heard that somewhere.
Let me Google it real quick.
Call Me Brother or something like that. I'm not kidding.
That's a Steve Miggs Pearl Jam factoid of the day.
I think if I remember, it was like in the Pearl Jam 20 documentary. I think they had like a footage of them working out the song, and I think it was like not like Hulk Hogan brother. Like don't call me bro. Don't call me brother. I've had a couple people texting, even my buddy Craig, he texted me as well saying, hey Steve, your story about Pearl Jam originally naming the song Brother is true. And I found an interview clip of Eddie Vedder. He was being interviewed by Howard Stern talking about why they ended up changing the name from Daughter to Brother.
Danny's losing it over there already.
Because, like, none of us thought about this, like, the rest of the morning. And Steve was just like, well, I found the clip, guys.
And I have my fellow Pearl Jam friends and listeners all messaging in to being like, yeah, keep telling them. Keep giving more information about this.
You got to please the cult, Steve.
Yes, apparently.
I didn't know this part.
So I think there's a song called WMA, right? I think there was a line, police stop my brother again. But then as soon as I switched it to daughter, it became a whole nother story about something I kind of saw on the street, a young girl trying to get her mom's attention. And then it just kind of went from there.
I think that's kind of interesting that here you have a song already where it says brother a lot in the chorus. So he's like, we can't have two songs that say brother in the chorus.
Could you imagine?
And then in the documentary, Pearl Jam's 20, they're on a tour bus. This is I get nerdy about this. Like when here they are writing the song on the tour bus back in 1992, and you can hear Eddie say brother in it. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, in case you missed it again. There it is. You got that, Danny? All right, here, one more.
Brother!
Yeah. Had to bump up the vocal mix. Yeah, okay.
That's the best version of that song I ever heard.
The Hulk Hogan Pearl Jam remix?
Brother!
When the two things I nerd out about collide.
Oh, man. Yeah, those are really probably your two biggest nerdy subject matters.
They are up there. If I run into somebody who I don't even know and I see that they're a Pearl Jam fan, I might be gone for about an hour. That's the small talk I want to have for my life.
And could you imagine if they were a Pearl Jam fan wearing a wrestling t-shirt? I mean...
You just summed up my friend Craig. And this is why we enjoy hanging out with each other all the time, because all we do is talk about wrestling and Pearl Jam. But you also nerd. I mean, both of you guys, you have your things that you nerd out about.
I'm pretty nerdy about things like Rush and cribbage.
Okay. Well, that's way too cool.
That's so cool. Danny is a little bit of a nerd about things along the lines of emo night and Halloween.
I would say
Disney.
Disney for sure. I used to be way more than I am now. Now it's more of I've gotten into the conversation so many times about, because you talk to anybody who didn't grow up with emo or pop punk music, and they're like, well, what's emo night? And I'm like, well, it's emo. Well, how do you describe emo? And I'm like, well, it's a whole umbrella of emo, which originally was a pop punk from the 2000s, and now it's all considered emo, and blah, blah, blah. And everyone's just like, you can see them check out immediately. And I'm like, oh. Don't ask then.
Danny lives the life that I live when someone asks, well, why do you like doing that wrestling stuff? And I'm like, well, let me explain to you the drama of good versus evil.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man, I need to just step back and be like, I just like pretend fighting my friends and just leave it at that.
Yeah, that's easier to digest for sure.
And I also love that Danny has grown up. He's grown out of being a Disney fan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, you know why? It's just because I couldn't afford to go to the parks anymore. So I kind of just stopped going.
No lies detected right there.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we are so curious about that one subject or that one thing that you get super nerdy about. Call 206-803-ROCK. Carrie in Eatonville, what is that one subject or one thing that you get super nerdy about?
So for us, it's our pigs. We have a special Hungarian pig called a Mangalica pig or Mangalica pig.
Mangalica? Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's how they say it overseas.
So what makes a Mangalica pig different than a American pig?
It is the only woolly, curly-haired pig left in the world.
What?
So they have curly, thick hair like a sheep. They are called a sheepish pig is their nickname, and they're the healthiest pig you can eat. Their fat is so pure, it melts at room temperature, and it's a red meat pig.
Okay, well, that answers. I was about to ask you, Carrie. I was like, I don't mean this to be disrespectful, but does a Mangalica pig taste different than a typical pig?
Yes, it eats like steak. So they take their heritage pig. They take about 18 months to grow, and they eat like steak because of the meat type, the red meat of it. But they're high in antioxidants, B vitamins, and omega-3.
And they have curly hair, and they're called sheep pigs.
Sheepish pigs is their nickname, right? And they came to the U.S. in 2007. The first imported ones came to Spokane.
Oh, my gosh. So these are local curly-haired pigs. Carrie, I am looking at these right now on the
Karen
internet, and I want a flock of these pigs. Is that what is it? What do you call a group of pigs? Is it a flock?
A herd?
Carrie, if you have any babies, let me know.
Yes, we have a pretty girl. She is getting ready to have some in about 3 months.
Oh, Carrie, we got to talk more. I got to get all the facts. I need to present this to my husband and see if he will allow me to get Hungarian pigs.
So I was like, wondering, do they sound different? And so this is what a Mangalika pig sounds like.
Oh.
Sounds just like any other pig. Doesn't have an accent. I thought for sure it had like a Hungarian accent. Yeah, but no, it sounds like an American pig.
You know, honestly, I think Brad will be okay with this one because they almost have the same hair. Yes, like it's like the curly, almost like longish hair. So yeah, just pitch it that way.
It's like a hippie pig.
Just say this is called, in Hungary, it's called the Brad pig.
206.
The Bradalicka pig.
803 Rock. Dan, you were in Kabousin, and where is, there we go. Good morning. What is that one subject or thing that you tend to get super nerdy about?
Golly, I got to pig out first, but you know, my fetish, I hate to admit it, but I like muscle cars, and putting a Muncie tranny together, oh, it just makes my fingers tingle.
So how many projects would you say, Dan, that you have, like, you know, completed recently?
Recently?
Yeah, like this year.
I've restored hundreds of cars. I have 250 gigabytes of all the cars I've built.
Wow. Oh, damn. So this is like whenever you have free time, you're working on cars.
Yeah, my rotten customers work me worse than a pig, man. I don't have time to even go to the bathroom.
Yeah, we actually have audio of Dan while he's working on the cars here.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. You can't play that on the radio.
Oh, no, yeah, that's true. We should probably bleep it.
Nice try.
Right on, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Enjoy your tingly fingers.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.